Patient name, Naomi Jane Powell. Date, 1-22-13. Date of birth, 10-18-1955. Age, 57. Referring physician, Division of Family Service for the State of Missouri, Beirut. Chief complaint, patient was referred for disability evaluation and report, period. Patient is having the following medical problems, period. Problem number one, history of pain in the lower back that interferes with her ability to walk and also difficulty with sitting, period. Patient mentioned that she had a car accident in 1986 that resulted in fracture of thoracic vertebra number 12, period. Patient was treated with bed rest and brace and rehab that lasted for around 2 years. Then she became able to walk and she worked in a convenience store as a cashier for 4 years, and also she worked in other stores, period. Patient anyhow start having increased pain and stiffness in the lower back, and she is able to walk for a maximum of 100 feet, after which she has to sit down, and according to her, she can sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and after that she has to change positions because the lower back gets stiff, period. Patient has no difficulty with working with her hands, and she can reach above the level of the shoulder, period. Patient can still go to Walmart and do the shopping, but according to her, she has to hold to the cart, period. Patient takes only occasional Advil for pain relief, period. There is no weakness in the lower extremities, period. Problem number two, history of COPD appears to be mild, secondary to cigarette smoking, period. Patient anyhow is able to do her daily livings without any inhalers, except occasional albuterol, and the last time she used it was many months ago, period. At one time she was on Spiriva, but she cannot afford it, period. Patient is not awakened at night with shortness of breath, and she has mild cough. She continued to smoke, period. Problem number three, history of colitis in 1980, treated with diet, and she is having no symptoms at this time, period. Problem number fourth, history of occasional headaches, which is relieved with Aleve, and it is very rare, period. Problem number six, history of skin rash, diagnosed as tinea versicolor, mainly of the arms and the front of the chest and at the back, period. Patient was given some creams to relieve the itch, but usually she is symptom free in the winter months, period. New paragraph, allergies, penicillin, period. New paragraph, medical diseases. History of COPD as mentioned above. history of colitis without symptoms, and history of lower backache, as mentioned above. Beard. New paragraph, surgical operations, tubal ligation in 1993, and removal of four wisdom teeth in 1975. Beard. New paragraph, medications, occasional Advil. Beard. New paragraph, occupational history, dead cashier work in a convenience store and restaurant work and cleaning houses, but she lives by herself, able to be independent in the activity of daily living as mentioned above. Patient has no valid driver license, and according to her, her car is broken and depends on her father to drive her around. Beard. Family and social history, alcohol drinking very rare, cigarette smoking one pack per day for the last 42 years. Patient denied history of illicit drugs. Beard. Father is living age 78 with history of heart disease and coronary artery bypass graft. Beard. Mother died at the age of 70 with history of manic depression and rheumatic fever, diabetes and renal failure. Beard. New paragraph, review of systems, macro 6. Beard. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition, well-developed white female who is walking without apparent discomfort and without the help of any assistive devices. Beard. New paragraph, visual acuity, both eyes with over-the-counter glasses 20 over 40, right eye 20 over 50, left eye 20 over 70, and both eyes without glasses 20 over 70. Beard. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3. Beard. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following. Beard. First, both hands did not show any active arthritis, and the hand function appears to be well-maintained. Beard. Second, elbows were normal to examination. Beard. Third, shoulders were normal to examination without tenderness or reduction in the range of motion. Beard. Five, both feet and ankles appear to be normal. Beard. Five, knee joints were normal to examination without tenderness and without swelling or crepitation. Beard. Six, hip joints were normal. Beard. Seven, examination of the cervical and dorsal spine was essentially normal. Beard. There was prominence of the lower dorsal vertebra secondary to the old fracture and healing. Beard. Tenderness in the lower back and opposite the sacroiliac joint was not spared. Eight, the gait appeared normal without any assistive devices. Beard. Nine, hand grip and hand function was well maintained. Bilateral. Beard. 10, muscle strength in the upper and the lower extremities was normal. Beard. 11, range of motion, please see the attached. Beard. New paragraph, assessment and impression. First, lower backache and status post-fracture of T12 in 1986 appeared that it healed well without evidence of laxity. Beard. No evidence of deformity except mild prominence of the lower thoracic vertebra. Beard. Second, history of COPD appears to be mild. Beard. Third, history of colitis without symptoms and controlled with diet. Beard. Fourth, mild, occasional headaches and frequent period. Five, tinea versicolor of the arms, the front of the chest, and the upper back, and without symptoms at the time of the examination period. New paragraph, thank you for this referral. Copy to Division of Family Service for the State of Missouri period. Ali J. Abulibda, MD, period. Missouri license R8B94 period. Expiration date 1/31/2014. Period end.